This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. French voters get their shot at turning the established political order on its head this weekend in the first round of their presidential elections. Marine Le Pen, leader of the far-right National Front, has staked her campaign primarily on a hard line on immigration, a very hard line, but also on France, by itself, out of the euro and possibly out of the European Union. From Paris, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has the story.
"We are going to win," chant 6,000 ecstatic National Front supporters at a rally in Paris.
"Mesdames, mesdemoiselles, messieurs, chers compatriotes."
The woman they've come to see, Marine Le Pen, a fiery middle-aged Joan of Arc, belting out a familiar message.
"Qui veut dire que la France est nôtre.
France belongs to us," she says. "Our homeland is our responsibility." "On est chez nous," it's our home, a regular National Front refrain. It's both anti-immigration and anti-EU. National Front supporters like Jean Cautereau bitterly resent Europe's passport-free zone. It facilitates the influx of more migrants. Cautereau detests any EU involvement in French domestic affairs.
"I am for Europe, but I am against European dictatorship. We can govern ourselves."
Le Pen says if she wins power, she will immediately pull out of the passport-free zone and renegotiate a much looser relationship with the EU. Then she'll hold a referendum on whether France should leave the single currency and perhaps the bloc as well. Jean-Paul Martin, a retired art gallery manager and National Front supporter, knows already how he would vote.
"You would like France to pull out of the European Union?"
"Absolutely, absolutely. I think we do not take any benefit, actually, from the Europe organization."
That will surprise many Europeans who feel the EU was set up for the benefit of the French. The euro was a French idea. But the scale of French disillusion is apparent in this Parisian market. Many of the shoppers are grumbling about the prices. Daniel Auger, another National Front voter, blames the euro. "With the euro," she says, "our purchasing power has gone down. I feel it, and other French people feel it for sure." A major opinion survey showed the French are less positive about the EU than even the Brits, and the Brits have voted to leave. Karim Amalal, who runs two news websites here, says the French have clearly fallen out of love with Europe.
"In France, people don't believe that the European Union could do anything for solving the problem they have.
Problems like unemployment of 10%. But Amalal, who's pro-EU and anti-National Front, doesn't believe the French will ever vote to leave the Union.
"It's obvious the cost will be huge. So I think when people think about that, they don't think it could be the good solution."
An EU referendum here is unlikely anyway, because according to the polls, Marine Le Pen will not be the next president of France. But this election has so far proved unpredictable. At Le Pen's rally here this week, the crowd sang the national anthem three times. In the middle of her speech. Whether she wins or not, the rising tide of national fervour in this key member state cannot but damage the EU. In Paris, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.